Hi, this is Michael Hudson, most recently from Aftermath and Edict Zero. Welcome to the Audio Drama Production Podcast.
It's the Audio Drama Production Podcast. My name's Matthew, and we're putting out a very short and also very time-stamped episode this week, but there's a good reason for that. You're going to have some work to do afterwards. So if you're listening to this before the end of February 2016, there's an international radio drama festival taking place in the southeast of England from the 22nd to the 27th of February. And if you're listening to this before the end of January 2016, there's a chance to win some serious cash by making an audio drama. Imagine that. So you can win yourself £2,000 by submitting a show to the festival's Winter Tales competition. And we're going to have a chat now with Sue Austin, one of the organisers of the festival, to find out all the details.
This is going to be the second international radio drama festival taking place in Herne Bay, Kent. That's in East Kent. It's seaside town, kind of, I suppose, on the coast near Canterbury is probably the largest town, between Margate and Whitstable. And the dates are the 22nd to the 27th of February 2016.
Great stuff. It's really brilliant to see a dedicated radio drama event taking place, because obviously, you know, we see a lot more events involving sort of new media and podcasting and blogging and things like that, but to have a dedicated radio drama festival is excellent. So can you tell me, Sue, like, what was the reasons behind this festival coming about in the first place?
Well, that the UK, as you probably know, is a primary producer and consumer of radio drama. And until last year, didn't have a dedicated festival. So that was one of the main motivations for setting this up. It was inspired by some very successful European models, particularly one that takes place annually in Croatia. Also, UK audiences have little or no exposure to radio drama in other languages. So that international element and the desire to introduce some foreign language radio drama into the UK was another very big motivation. But also the other really important thing was to create an environment where audiences could listen to radio drama collectively in small groups and not kind of at home alone. So we wanted to introduce that as a new kind of experience for listening to drama.
A festival, sort of, in my mind, is like a music festival where we're all together for like several days. But is it a festival in the sense that there's things taking place in different venues over the week?
Yes, yeah, definitely. So during the week that it takes place, there will be radio dramas broadcast in lots of small venues all around Herne Bay. So in pubs, in coffee shops, in art galleries, and to create that, the idea is to create a kind of fireside. It's very important that we decide that the festival takes place during the winter. And the idea is to create a kind of fireside, people sitting around the radio experience. But that can be, as I say, in a kind of vintage tea shop, in a pub, creating a kind of living room. We've got a place where we're we're creating some sort of 1950s style living rooms where people can come and sit and listen to the drama together.
So will there be sort of like a central hub, or is it completely spread out amongst the town?
There will be a central hub. We're still exactly working on where that's going to be, but it will also be taking place around the town as well.
And what was the reasons for holding it in Herne Bay?
Again, it was slightly inspired by the Croatian festival, and to take a seaside town in the UK, which with a slightly retro feel about it.
So, like, before we get to talking about, because I know that there's a competition involved, and I'll ask you some questions about that in a second, but for anyone listening, either, you know, elsewhere in the UK or abroad, and they were maybe thinking of attending, how might the week look for them? I mean, would they have to book a ticket? Would they just book a hotel in Herne Bay and then turn up to various events around the town over the 5 days?
They won't need to buy a ticket. They can just turn up and stay in Herne Bay. And the full programme is going to be on our website, and I'll give you the full details of that in a moment. The programme will be on our website in the new year. But the plays will be broadcast. All the plays submitted will be broadcast. And it will be very clear that you can listen to them in different places and that you can move around from one venue to another and join in different groups and take part in listening to those plays in different places around the town. We're also going to have a number of other things. There's going to be some experienced radio drama writers who'll be running some workshops. So people who were interested in learning about how to write radio drama can attend those. We're also planning to do some broadcasting into the community, so that we're hoping to broadcast into some schools and some care homes in the town and some other community organisations as well.
So it's sort of the case that you would maybe go into a tea room or a cafe and there's just going to be radio dramas playing, basically.
Yeah, the times will be advertised. But yes, effectively, that's exactly what will happen.
It's quite interesting because I'm new to, and I don't tend to call it radio drama because I've always consumed it online. You know, we really call it audio drama. And I've always personally chosen to listen to it on headphones, and it's quite a solitary thing, you know, something that I do when I'm doing a task. And I've always found it interesting, the idea of listening collectively. Is that something that really people enjoy, that you find?
Oh yeah, definitely. And it provokes a lot of discussion as well. So it becomes, I suppose, the nearest equivalent of it is something like a sort of book group, you know, where you've listened to something together and afterwards can talk about it with the people who you've met to listen to it with. And those audiences may be the rest of the people in the audience may be people that you've never met before.
So the juicy details of the, is it fair to call it a competition then that's been held?
Yes, there is a competition because there's a prize. The top prize in our competition is £2,000, so not to be sneezed at. So submissions are open now. I'm very, very much invited. All the details of and the entry forms and the rules and regulations and so forth are on our website, which is www.radiodramafestival.org.uk. There is also a slight, all submissions must have been previously broadcast, but that can be online. It doesn't have to be on transmitted. It can be an online broadcast. They must also have some kind of link to live stage performance. Now, that could be just that the performers are stage performers. It could be that something has been on read on stage or read to a live audience. So, I mean, it's quite a general restriction. So we're open for entries now, and all the details are on the website and the entry forms and all the terms and conditions. And that website, again, is www.radiodramafestival.org.uk.
Great stuff, Sue. And you also mentioned that people will be running workshops.
Yes.
In the area. Do you know much about the organisation behind that? Have the organisers approached people to create workshops, or have people approached you to create workshops? And for anyone listening that thinks, oh, you know, I'd maybe like to hold a wee event down there, how might they go about that?
If people are interested in, you know, putting on a workshop or offering to run one, we would of course be happy to hear from them. I think the best thing to do would be to send send us an email via the website.
And I suppose just before we get wrapped up, for anyone like listening sort of internationally who's maybe interested in travelling to England for the event, Herne Bay, you know, I know it's down by sort of Margate. How far from London would you say that is? You could probably get there in about an hour, couldn't you?
A little over an hour by train from St Pancras or Victoria. So about 15, 20 minutes drive from Canterbury. So yeah, it's a very buzzing part of the world at the moment. We have a fantastic new art gallery, the Turner Contemporary in Margate, which is attracting a lot of people down. There's an annual festival in Whitstable. We have a summer festival in Herne Bay. I mean, East Kent has become quite a big focus for the arts in recent years.
So a big thanks to Sue Austin there. And before you run off to prepare your submission for this competition, I've had a wee look at the entry form. So the theme of the festival is From Stage to Air. It says the festival celebrates work which links the two worlds of live theatre and radio drama. We are calling for pieces which make this connection in some way. That might be radio drama which adapts a work originally intended for the stage, a drama about the live stage in some sense, a work inspired by a stage play, a work which shares a common heritage with a stage play, or a work written by an author more commonly associated with the stage. It also says that all entries must have been broadcast before the festival takes place, and the date of the first broadcasts on air or online must have been no more than 24 months prior to the festival dates. So the festival begins on the 22nd of February and finishes on the 27th of February 2016. The completed registration form should be sent by the 29th of January 2016. The 29th of January. It goes on to say that for registration, we need to have received a single page synopsis of the play. That's one paragraph only for short play entries in English, and a recording of the audio drama as you wish it to be heard by file transfer. The recording should not include any advertisements. And on top of that, a completed application form. It says all the above information should be delivered electronically. If for any reason your entry is not eligible or selectable, we'll let you know by the 7th of February. So you'll find the application form and a full list of the terms and conditions over at radiodramafestival.org.uk, and we'll also have links in the show notes on our own site, audiodramaproduction.com. Right, I'm going to put all other news, correspondence and mentions on hold until next week now, because I really want you to go and enter this competition. It's a great opportunity to get your work out there and build your reputation as an audio drama creator, and also win a pretty massive sum of money. Think of all the audio gear you can buy with $2,000, and you'd even have change left over for one or two pints to celebrate afterwards. Finally, give us a shout if you're planning to go to the festival or hold some sort of workshop there. I'm really keen to get down there myself. I'm not 100% sure if that'll be possible just yet, but fingers crossed. Right, good luck. Go and get busy. We'll talk again in a week's time.